The 2013 pink harvest was the largest on record. It's led to a glut of supply, and will probably, there will be downward pressure on prices because of it. And it's really been a pretty tremendous impact.
That's Joe Jacobson, director of the state's Division of Economic Development, testifying before the House Fisheries Committee this month. Fishing fleets caught 219 million pink salmon in Alaska last year. That helped fill up an estimated 4 million cases of tall pink cans. And it's left companies with almost 5 million cases in inventory.
Even though the catch was big, we're not having any real problems moving through it.
Tom Sunderland is vice president of marketing for Ocean Beauty Seafoods, one of the companies that operates in the state. He says the demand for Alaska salmon seems to keep growing.
I mean, that isn't to say we don't have a lot of inventory. We do. We're in a heavy inventory position right now, and that's always a little worrisome when you're holding more inventory than you want. But it is selling well, and that's what I've heard from other processors as well, is that no one's in any kind of panic mode. No one's in any mood to, or nobody feels the need to start dropping prices or taking any drastic action. So at this point, even despite the heavy catch, it looks like it's going okay.
Companies say a can of salmon has a shelf life of about 6 years, so processors don't need to sell all of the 2013 catch right away. Andy Wink is a seafood analyst for the McDowell Group, a consulting firm that works with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
Given where sales have been the last several years, we're looking at inventory of about 2.6 years in terms of how much supply do we have and how much inventory do we have. So that would take us, you know, beyond 2015, even if we did not can, another salmon for the next couple of years.
Wink says a chronic oversupply brought prices down in the early 2000s.
And that made it very difficult, obviously, to sell new production. But, you know, through a lot of hard work, through a lot of marketing, and actually through just shifting a lot of product out of the can, we were able to bring that inventory down, and prices improved as a result. So I think we've probably been in this area before, but it has been some time.
Pinks that don't end up in a can are often headed and gutted, then frozen and shipped overseas for more processing. That's become an increasing portion of the catch, according to the Institute of Social and Economic Research's Gunnar Knapp.
And that has changed over the past few years, processors had increasingly started freezing the salmon and shipping it to the Far East, to countries like China and Vietnam and Thailand for reprocessing into value-added products.
That fish is processed into many different kinds of products, including a pouched pink salmon, and then sent back to the U.S. or elsewhere around the globe.
I think that what is going to make things somewhat easier with this year than compared with other years is that, not as large a share is going into cans. And so they've got a big, there's a big inventory, but it would have been a lot bigger if it was all going into cans.
Analysts say that product diversification has helped drive down inventory and improve prices for Alaska's pinks. Wholesale prices for cases of tall pink cans topped $100 in 2012 and 2013. That's more than double what they were a decade ago. There's some expectation that those high prices will start dropping, but there's also help on the way for the big can pack. The Department of Agriculture will be buying $20 million worth of canned pinks for food pantry programs across the country. That's an expanded purchase over past years, and it's a decision that was hailed by Alaska's senators back in January. An analyst with the McDowell Group, Andy Wink, says it will be a process to move through the big catch.
But, I think there is the capacity for the market to absorb it. And again, one of the things for canned salmon, especially with this buy by the federal government, is that, the hope is that we can introduce new people to the product, because, it's really hard to double production or, triple it and then assume that you're going to move that into the same number of consumers. When that happens, you've got to get new people buying the product.
That's where marketing will come in.
Well, it certainly presents a marketing challenge when you have, such a huge catch, trying to maintain the value. But it's very much a good problem to have.
That's the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's communications director, Tyson Fick. He says ASME will be spending an additional $1.5 million to help market pink salmon, and notes that companies don't want to hold a big can pack for too long.
And at the same time, we don't want to be dumping product on the market and crashing the price. That's not good for anybody either. So that's where the marketing effort comes in, is to try to maintain the value while at the same time incentivizing product moving.
That means recipe and coupon campaigns to bolster sales in traditional domestic markets for canned pinks, places like the southeastern United States. Fix says they also hope to market some of the Alaska product to canned food companies in the United Kingdom.
Looking to partner in the UK with places like John West and Prince's, where the UK is a very big traditional canned salmon market, currently more focused on sockeyes. But again, this is a good opportunity to come in at a little bit lower cost with our largest canned salmon export market.
Fick says canned salmon's biggest competitor is probably canned tuna fish and other proteins that customers reach for in the supermarket. And traditional customers are the baby boomer generation and their parents. But ASME also wants to promote canned fish to new potential customers in the younger generations. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.